Lend me your ears. The studio. Courses and masterclasses.
Welcome back to episode 3, Gendered Voices. A certain childhood memory comes to mind as I listen to Grace Nichols here reciting her short poem titled The Sun, and it is one that I'm quite fond of. I recall one early morning feeling excited to perform with my fellow classmates for an assembly play. I was playing the role of the sun for a story based on Jack Frost, and as I stepped onto the stage, fully clothed in my shiny and sparkly costume attire, representing the sun, I cleared my throat and paused for breath, just for a second, before uttering the following lines. Yes, Jack Frost, the children know. You've lost your sting, so away you go. I received the most rapturous applause from the audience and beamed with joy for the rest of that day.
This poem is called Sun, You're a Star. And I guess I've written it because of my own love of the sun and the fact that I'm absolutely amazed that with all the billions of stars in the universe, we've only got one sun that has given us life. Millions, billions, trillions of stars all keeping their distance. Only you, sun, came with your shimmering dance, cutting a yellow path through the dark. My kind of star, cheering us with your glitz, your autograph, a flourish of sunbeams across our skin.
In the following live recording excerpt, you will hear Grace Nichols herself raise important themes about power and gender. In her second poem, these themes are relevant for our reflections on sonic identities and race. In the poem, Picasso, I Want My Face Back, she invites links to be drawn between the fractured identity of Picasso's muse, Dora Maar, who is the subject of his painting, Weeping Woman, and the entitlement of the male artist who shapes and molds what he sees entirely on his own terms, in both painting and in life. Nichols makes it her aim in the poem to render Dora Maar her own voice. This has a parallel in the idea of giving a voice to the experience of alienation in emigration and the challenges faced by individuals in the pursuit of a self-defined, self-empowered identity.
They say that instead of a brush, he used a knife on me, a savage geometry. But I say, look again. This is the closest anyone has got to the pain. Green knows me, not the green of new shoots, but the ghastly green of gangrene. yellow knows me. Not the cheery yellow of the sun, but the sickly hues of this war's putrefaction. Blue knows me. Not the boundless blues of sky or sea, but the blues of the singer's deepest sorrow. Mother Dolorosa, this grief has got to me. Under the poise of my red hat, I hear, as if from a great distance, my own stifled scream. Even my hat mocks me, laughing on the inside of my grief. My twisted mouth and gnashing teeth, my fingers fat and clumsy, as if they were still wearing those gloves, the blood-stained ones you keep. What has happened to the pupils of my eyes, Picasso? Why do I deserve such deformity? What am I now if not a cross between a clung and a broken piece of crockery?
We now come to a short, reflective exercise. In free flow, that is, without taking your pen from the page, firstly, write down anything that comes into your mind about the ways in which the readings you've heard, as well as the recordings of speech and music, reflect similar or different challenges with regard to your own vocal identity. Enjoy the process of writing random words, putting down colours, or making drawings by way of a response. When you've done that, literally think of addressing your thoughts, your colours, your feelings to a specific individual in your past or in the present to whom you'd like to engage in a virtual dialogue about some of the discoveries that have surfaced in this free flow process. They could be a mentor, a family member, a close friend, or other. How does your voice sound now if you actually read out loud your own responses to this individual?
Hear what I have to say. Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising. Let's go dancing in the light. We know where the music's playing. Let's go out and feel. I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance tonight. Because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest moon. strangers. I watched you from afar. When we were lovers, I loved you with all my heart. But now it's getting light, and I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again, because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest moon,
the track you have just listened to is by vocalist Cassandra Wilson, titled Harvest Moon, and taken from her album New Moon Daughter, which was released in 1995. Cassandra has a voice that comes from a place of heartfelt understanding, and this piece was originally recorded by Neil Young and puts one in a mood of reflection from deep within. Take a moment to be still and notice your breath. Stretch, shake out, and give yourself a few minutes to reflect on what you have heard and felt before you go back into your day. Think of posting any aspect of your responses to an actual chosen colleague, friend or mentor on a platform of your choice in order to create a wider dialogue about how this sonic experience has made you feel. Finally, thank you for joining us for the first three of a 7-part sonic podcast series of interactive workshops. We hope you have enjoyed engaging and participating in the experience, and that the process of listening, combined with writing and reflection, has served to enhance your overall understanding of some of the profound sensations of voice as experienced through a decolonized lens.
Lend me your ears. The Studio. Recorded as part of Oral Dramaturgies, an AHRC Leadership Fellowship held by Dushkara Dosavljevic at the Royal Central School of Speech and Drama.